Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I think 6 turnovers last night for the Rockets and 6 penalties for 70 yards, and they fall to Orion 19-0. And, Coach, those two statistics I mentioned, it's tough to really get anything going when you deal with issues like that, I assume.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know any team that can win a game with 6 turnovers. You know, we move the ball pretty well at times. The first half, we moved it down. I think we were inside almost the probably 30-yard line, and then we threw a pick. Defensively, we played pretty well, too. We stopped the run a little bit in the first half. We just couldn't defend the pass. And then, you know, I mean, I don't know what you can do when you cough up ball, bad position all the time.
Well, yeah, and you look at, you talk about your run defense last night. That looked pretty stout. The paper said 35 rushes, 64 yards for Orion last night. So defensively, you must have played really good up front.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think of the 64 yards they had, I believe 20 to 30 of them were just on one run, one trap right up the middle. So, you know, the first drive, they moved the ball down on us. They completed a nice pass for about 30 yards for a touchdown. Second, third drive, like they might have even gone with negative yardage. And like I said, we moved the ball. We ran it relatively well. But, you know, when crunch time came, we couldn't pass it very well. And, you know, I mean, I think the turnovers and the penalties are just marks of a young team there.
Well, and that's so you look back at the game last night and those drives. I mean, how many of those drives did you feel, man, maybe we had to get something here, but it was this penalty or it was this turnover? I mean, were there a number of opportunities where you got the ball in Orion territory last night and it was a penalty or a turnover that killed you?
Yep. I mean, like I said, the first two drives, I believe, we threw either an interception or had the fumble and were moving the ball. I mean, we had fourth and probably a yard on their own, on their 15-yard line, 20-yard line, and we just coughed it up and then, you know, another time moving the ball and fumbled it. So, I mean, you know, we had plenty of chances. We did, and like I said, I mean, we play 4 sophomores and 15 juniors, and I mean, that's just the mark of a young team.
Yeah, it's interesting because, now these are the newspaper stats last night. You punt 3 times, they have in the paper, but you score no points. That's one of those weird football statistic anomalies, isn't it? 3 punts, but you don't score, what?
Yeah, I mean, well, let's think of it this way. I believe yesterday was Friday the 13th. I think it was a full moon, right, or a harvest moon, and, you know, the werewolves were out and everything else. So it was just that's exactly what it was. It was just a big statistical anomaly last night. And, you know, the kids were pretty disappointed losing Orion, obviously. I mean, that's our big rivals. But, you know, we talked after the game. Our goal for the year is not over. We got to fix ourselves. And continue to move on.
Well, and that's the thing where we look at now, and I was talking to you off the air, and I know I talked to Coach Hofer at Mercer County off the air this morning. It's kind of still tough to kind of get a read on what's going on in this area this year, I think, when I look at the final scores from the 3 weeks each Saturday morning. Man, it's a kind of a weird year going on. Now, you play Riverdale, who – you know, when they lost, because I thought that's a team on the Three Rivers Rock side early coming in. I thought this is, you know, Coach Derricks has done a good job of getting interest back in that program, turning things around. And then I know Kewaunee really struggled last year. And then, boom, lo and behold, Kewaunee, they win in week one over Riverdale. Then they have Orion on the ropes last week. And then they have a chance to beat Newman. And there's a lot of other situations like that, because after I saw Morrison last week, I said, man, they only scored 16 points last night. It looked like they couldn't be stopped, and it looked like Orion or Riverdale defensively did a nice job on them last night. So have you figured out what's going on in the area yet here after 3 weeks? And you're the new coach, too.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could say, but I guess, you know, committing 6 turnovers, I can't even figure out what's going on with us right now. No, it's topsy-turvy, and, you know, it's small school football too. If you think, you know, one injury could completely change a team too. So yeah, I guess that is one positive note too from last night, as we escaped uninjured. So you know, one injury, if you play that team and their best player is out, who knows what could potentially happen. And, you know, we still think we're a pretty good football team. We just, again, got to kind of figure some things out and go through those growing pains yet. Hope we can get back on a streak. You know, all streaks have to start somewhere.
Well, and as we wrap up, I know you said it last night. I was at a game. I didn't have a broadcast last night, but I went down to see former Rock Ridge coach Jason Kirby's team play down in Biggsville in Henderson County. And you mentioned the Harvest Moon last night. And I thought last night, like, the Americana, you know, Norman Rockwell setting of high school football, because, you know, in those setups where the field isn't picked yet, where the football field is set up, and I know West Central's like that, and Orion is surrounded by the ag land to the north and to the east, and then you have that Harvest Moon. Man, there's no better setting in America than that on a Friday night in the fall, I would think. Man, beautiful night. And then you had the two rival schools playing, which is also awesome.
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere. I mean, it was really cool. You know, people were packing in at, you know, 6 o'clock, even waiting for the game. So that was exciting. And you know, it was cool to look at the backdrop and see that moon and everything. But unfortunately, all that stuff's cool, but not so much when you don't win the game.
Yeah, you have that cool setting at Rock Ridge next Friday night, too, as to take on Riverdale. All right, Coach, thanks for the help. Have a good week of practice. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Steve Dischler and the Rockets fall on the road last night to the Chargers at Charger Field, 19-0. And we'll have more coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.